The plan of Fine Gael to officially commemorate the RIC and the Black and Tans took many people by surprise and angered many people around the country. The party hasn't changed that particular policy, and indeed they've only deferred the proposed commemoration, official state commemoration. So we're asking people to come along to Dublin Castle, 4 p.m, Dame Street Gate, and we're going to protest against this particular policy. So we're asking people to come along to show support for the people who stood up for Ireland, who fought for Irish freedom, and also against this government's plan to use the offices of the state to commemorate the RIC and the Black and Tans.
And we know that the commemoration has been deferred by the Justice Minister, obviously, but do you feel the opposition is great enough that the commemoration in its entirety will be cancelled?
Well, first of all, I think it's a wonderful example of people power that the Fine Gael minister had to back down. But it was an atrocious decision in the first place. We're very wary that Fine Gael will continue to seek to commemorate. We have no problem in AIM2 with any family who has lost ancestors from any side, you know, themselves obviously commemorating and remembering their own families. And indeed, you know, the loss of one person, no matter what side they're on, is as painful and as deep a legacy as from any other side. But the point is, when the state commemorates, it's an official commemoration, and commemorate means to show respect for a great person or a great thing. And the RIC were neither. They had a very negative and disastrous effect on Ireland for nearly 100 years. So we're asking people to make sure that they come out and support the independence struggle that was fought for us 100 years ago, and to make sure that we don't go down the road of equating people who fought for freedom with those who sought to suppress it through violence.